The NCAA tournament starts up again tomorrow, so March Madness is kicking back into gear. I'm here with Gideon Evans. I see that you are in full face paint and body paint, Gideon.
That's right, Brian. I'm a running rebel.
I see. So I guess you're a little into the March Madness NCAA basketball.
I'm completely obsessed. And, I thought the term March Madness was just kind of a cliche that they say every year, but it's actually, I'm convinced it's an illness. It is March Madness in a clinical sense.
Well, I see, looking at you with that enormous foam finger, I think you might be right.
That's my actual hand that is ballooned. It's not even a foam finger. That's how sick I am.
Goodness. Well, I think you should seek a little medical attention.
I did. Actually, I did, Brian. I decided this situation is getting out of hand, and I called a doctor.
Okay, well, let's hear how that went.
People have emotional reactions to the games that range from anger to depression to outright hostility.
Now, I am a graduate of University of Pennsylvania, so I was rooting for the Quakers.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this irrational feeling that they are going to actually win every year. And then when they lose, I'm crushed.
Mm-hmm.
And now somehow I've attached myself to the running rebels of UNLV. And I don't understand what's up and what's down. I feel kind of weird and out of place. Do I have March Madness?
It certainly sounds like you are following some teams pretty closely. I think come April, when you start watching baseball, you'll be fine.
Wow, Gideon, I didn't think that was going to work.
I know, I'm full of surprises, but I needed to find out if my insurance would cover it.
Thank you for calling. My name is Sierra. May I have your name, please?
Hi, Sierra. I'm Gideon Evans.
And how can I help you, Mr. Evans?
I just wanted to know, does Oxford cover March Madness? Because I think I might have it.
Is March Madness a medication?
No, it's an illness. I had it confirmed with a psychologist.
Okay, well, I would only have prescription information, not medical information.
Oh, no.
Wow, Gideon, she sort of gave you the brick wall on that one.
I know, the bureaucracy of it all. But I kept on persevering.
How can I help you?
I feel like I might have March Madness.
March Madness?
Yeah, do you know if Oxford covers bills that would come from, getting March Madness treated?
It's covered based upon medical necessity, and if it gets into that case where you get to that point, have your doctor call in and get authorization, and it's covered based upon medical necessity.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm really glad that Oxford covers these types of afflictions.
Okay.
Gideon, I feel like your enormous hand is already shrinking.
I'm feeling much better, but I think it's partly being around you. You have healing powers.
I've heard that before. I'm like a unicorn.
Right. Okay.
All right. Gideon Evans, thank you very much. I hope this was helpful to our other ill listeners.